Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net. Hello, and welcome to the Market Your Message Show. I'm your host, Jonathan Milligan, and author of the book, Your Message Matters, How to Rise Above the Noise and Get Paid for What You Know. And we're currently in a book club series, and we're going to continue that today. If you've been following along, I hope you have enjoyed this broken down step by step. I can imagine after we make it all the way through the book, if you were to combine this, it's probably a good 5 to 8 hours of audio course content all for free. So let me know if you're enjoying this. Reach out to me, Jonathan@marketyourmessage.com. I'd love to hear some feedback if you're enjoying this. I have heard from some, and I see that there's lots of extra downloads happening on the podcast, so I know it seems to be resonating, but I'd love to hear from you if you're enjoying this. Now, if you don't have a copy of the book, you can get a free copy directly from us. Yes, you can go to your local bookstore. It's going to cost you about $20. You can go to Amazon. I think it runs around $17, or they have the Kindle version if that's your kind of thing. But if you want a physical copy, and you want a free copy, all we ask is that you pay $4.95 for shipping. Just go to yourmessagemattersbook.com and grab a copy. Okay, so if you remember from last episode, we talked about the Igniting Your Passion framework, that there were three elements to a fire, to make a fire work: heat, oxygen, and fuel. In order to ignite your message, you have three things that must come together. That's purpose, people, and passion. So what we're going to do, because this chapter 7 is where I am in the book, page 94, there's so much here, I'm going to divide this into two episodes. Because I don't want these episodes to go too long and give you too many exercises all at once. So I'm going to give you some of the two main exercises in this episode. And then the next episode, I'm going to give you more of the application and give you a chance to actually do these exercises. So chapter 7 is about purpose. In this chapter, we're going to answer the question, what is your unique gift? And this is super important because you do have one. You do have a way that you best show up for others. And sometimes you don't see it. You have to have other people to help you to see it. So I want to kick off this with a story that I absolutely love that will really help you to understand why we don't find our purpose, but we uncover it. Let's jump in, page 94. At the turn of the 20th century, Texas largely depended on cattle ranching, farming, and lumber for its economy. While there were a few ranchers who struck oil, it wasn't enough to make any significant impact on the local economy. Captain Anthony Lucas, a salt dome formations expert, was convinced that Spindletop Hill, 4 miles south of Beaumont, Texas, had oil. Now, most experts disagreed with Lucas's assessment and thought he was just wasting his time drilling for oil. Still, Lucas persisted. Unfortunately, after unsuccessfully drilling down to over 575 feet, Lucas ran out of money, but he never gave up on his dream. Lucas located a few additional investors who not only helped provide capital, but they also brought in like some drilling and mud experts to help him with the process. And after reaching a depth of over 1,139 feet, finally, on January 10th, 1901, Lucas struck oil. But the story doesn't end there. This is where it gets really interesting. The gusher of oil was so strong, it shattered the wooden barracks and it blew oil over 100 feet high. The Lucas Geyser, as it is known, produced over 100,000 barrels of oil per day in its first 10 days. Now, if you don't know and how to compare that to something else, listen to this. All right. So it was producing 100,000 barrels of oil per day in its first 10 days. Amazing feat. Just a year earlier, the total annual Texas oil production for the entire state was only 836,000 barrels. In other words, Captain Lucas's Spindletop Geyser topped the entire state of Texas's previous year's total in just 9 days. Amazing. At the time, Spindletop was the largest geyser of oil in the world. This had such a significant impact that it affected the entire world. This is an amazing unknown story. Think about this. Michael Howbounty, co-author of Spindletop, The True Story of the Oil Discovery That Changed the World, said that this particular event changed the way people would live all over the world. It caused the United States to become a world power. It revolutionized transportation through the automobile industry. On top of that, Texaco and Gulf Oil were formed for the purpose of the production of oil at Spindletop. All of this impact because one man decided to drill deep. Finding your purpose in life is like drilling for oil. You have genius inside of you. You may not know it yet, but it's down there. You don't find your purpose in a thing, a job, a career, or an opportunity. We all know people who lost their purpose when they lost their job or their career. That's because they mistakenly placed their purpose in something that can change. Your real purpose is found in what's changeless about you. It's your unique gift that's buried deep inside of you. Like Anthony Lucas with Spindletop, we have to be willing to go deep enough to uncover the riches in our depths. Are you ready to be awakened? To uncover your purpose and to add value to others' lives, you must do two things. Number one, uncover your unique gift. That's your natural ability. And number two, apply your influencer voice, how you best show up for others. And that's what we're going to be diving in this chapter. Now, I'm going to give you two exercises today. And I want you to go do these exercises. And then the next episode, we're going to have some application to those exercises. So the first exercise starts on page 96 in the book, and it's called Finding Your One Word. And what I want you to do is I want you to do this exercise and find one singular word. I shared you my one word, last episode. I talked about the word resourceful. So what I want to do now, and I'm on page 96, I want to walk you through a simple two-question exercise. Now, you're going to be tempted to just read over this and move on, but I'm begging you not to do that. This is an essential element to building a message-based business, is to uncover what's unique about you. So for this exercise, you're going to need the help of other people. As a friend once told me, it's hard to read the label when you're inside the bottle. You need an outside perspective. I need an outside perspective. And I want you to identify 5 people who know you best, and I want you to ask them 2 questions. Now, if you have the book, you will have the questions here. If you don't have the book, you may have to pause, rewind, write these down. But here's question 1. If you could describe me using 3 different words, what words would you choose? Example would be like positive, resourceful, insightful, things like that. Let me read it again. Question 1. If you could describe me using 3 different words, what words would you choose? So you're going to ask that to 5 people. So the goal is we're going to get 3 words for 5 people. It's going to give us 15 words. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to look at those 15 words, and we're going to see, what are in common here? There's probably some synonyms there. There's probably something that more people, if you take all their answers, there's probably one or two things that stand out. And that's what it was for me. I noticed the word resourceful. One of my friends said, Jonathan, when I think of you, I think of the guy who says, have you thought about, and then you like mention a book, you mention a system, you mention some kind of a resource. I was like, interesting. So that's question one. Here's question two. Ask those five people this question. When have you seen me come fully alive? And what was I doing at the time? When have you seen me come fully alive? And what was I doing at the time? Now, I always think of my father as an example. He's retired now. He's no longer coaching basketball. But for 50 years, he coached high school basketball and eventually college basketball. And if you ever met my father away from the basketball court, he tends to be very introverted, shy, easygoing, not a lot of words kind of person. And I love that about him. He just loves to be simple and love his family and love the things that he enjoys, right? But if you saw him coaching, you wouldn't say, whoa, like he's yelling at the refs. He's yelling at his players when they're not playing right. He's passionate. He's excited when things go right. He is all in. You can hear him throughout the whole gymnasium. What's different between those two scenarios? On one, he came fully alive. He's fully alive when he was coaching young people and helping them to achieve a goal. That lit him up. And so that's what we're looking for here. All right. So you got those two questions. Now, practical application, I would say either email those. You could text those if you have their phone numbers. Or another thing you could do is just do it on a Facebook Messenger. Send them those two questions. All right. So that is homework number one. Welcome to my classroom. All right. Here is item number two. So the exercise number one is going to help us find the word. Remember, mine was resourceful. Now I want you to help you to attach your word to either one of four influencer voices: writer, teacher, speaker, or coach. So starting on page 100, there is a title, a subtitle called Discover Your Primary Influencer Voice. So let me read through some of this. Now you might be wondering, okay, I know what my unique gift may be, but now what? Once you uncover your unique gift, your one word, you need to make the best use of it. The best way to do that is to apply what I call your influencer voice. Your influencer voice is how you naturally express your unique gift. Now, there are four influencer voices: writer, teacher, speaker, and coach. Now, what I've done to really try to help you is I have an assessment. It's a 32-question assessment. And if you have a copy of the book, you can just write right in the book. I put the entire 32 questions right in the book. And you go through the questions and you answer the 32 questions. And when you tally up, your score is going to lean more towards writer, teacher, speaker, or coach. Now, if you want to take an online version of this, then you can go to yourmessagemattersbook.com/quiz. yourmessagemattersbook.com/quiz. And you can take an online version. But if you have the book, you have everything you need to do this. All right? So you read those 32 questions, and then you'll tally up your scores. Now, the next episode, we're going to get into how to unpack your results. That's why I'm going to give you, depending on if you're listening to this live, I'm producing an episode every single Friday. If you're catching up and you're not watching it in real time, you can just jump to the next episode. But I strongly want to encourage you to pause between this episode and the next one to go do those two exercises. Let's get one word, and then let's lean into either writer, teacher, speaker, or coach. Now, I'm going to talk about the results in the next episode, but there's one thing that I think is important every time I give this assessment, and I've done this for years. We have taken thousands of people through this assessment, and we've improved it through the years. So one thing that I think is a normal hangup that happens with this assessment is people see the results as, oh, wow, so if I'm more of a writer, I thought I was more of a teacher, and they attach it to competency, right? Just because writer comes out at top doesn't mean that you're a great writer or a great speaker. The test was not designed that way. The test is designed to uncover your motivations. Are you more motivated to write, teach, speak, or coach? And the reason why that's important is because if I can align you with what you're most motivated by, then that's your fastest path to impact and income because you have a natural motivation. See, some people want to write a book, but they're just not motivated to write, right? That's a lot of writers, to be honest. Now, you can still write books even if you're not motivated to write, but I don't want to start there. I want to start with something that's more in flow of who you are. When I think back on my journey, it made sense that teacher was mine because one of the first things I did with my very first accounting career blog is I created a course and I sold that course back in 2010. I'm a dinosaur now. 2010, I was selling a course on how to help accountants find a better job, how to have a better resume, do a better interview, negotiate their salary, and sold that course for years. That's one of the first things I did along with blogging and building my email list to help my to help me get my message off the ground in my business. So those are the two exercises. And then in the next episode, part two of this chapter, we're going to get into some really insightful applications. So promise me the best you can that you're going to go do your homework. Two exercises, find your one word and complete the quiz. And then join me in the next episode. All right, that's it for this particular episode. Again, if you don't have a copy of the book, you can get a free copy by going to yourmessagemattersbook.com. Again, it's yourmessagemattersbook.com and get a free copy. All we ask is you pay the shipping and handling. Okay, so until next time, never forget, your message matters.